Don't worry about it.
How hungover on us?
Brady threw up twice this morning. I'm like, Brady.
What?
Yeah.
What were you guys drinking?
You guys, can I just show you? Did you see my stories from today?
No.
Okay. You've been to the club.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. This is where we started at noon. So we're in this thing called Kinder Cult. Okay.
Yeah.
We started it. Clearly our kids are not in kinder anymore. We started it a few years ago when we started kindergarten together. And I came, I don't know. It was like, we're in a cult and I like made them all like basically swear in. So it's Brady, Morgan, Rachel, a different Rachel than the Rachel that I'm always with. This girl, Lisa, and this girl, Dana. So what does that make? Six of us? Anyway, we don't hang out that often, but Brady's moving, I told you. So we were like, let's go to lunch or something, do something before.
When does she move?
They sold the house. They're like starting in the next week. And then
the progress.
It's, yeah, like July something they're actually like going. Okay. And then one of the girls who couldn't even come yesterday, it was her idea. She's like, I want to go to Lakeside, Sam. I was like, okay. She's like, I've never been. Why don't you take us all to lunch there? I'm like, okay. Like, by the way, I don't know why we don't go there. Like, uh-huh.
Well, after this story, I may never go back.
First of all, it's gorgeous.
No, I've been there several times.
No one's
just
there.
Never with you.
I'll never see a bill. So we can just go and like live large. Anyway, I was like, great. Of course, Dana, whose idea it was, couldn't come. It was just the four of us yesterday. And I don't know. I was like, maybe they'll want to have a drink, some champagne. Maybe they'll want iced teas, whatever. And then I think we were with the core drinking crew. The two that weren't there are the kind of the ones who probably wouldn't have drank.
Yeah.
We just started drinking and we were having so much fun. It was, you know, one of those, it was like, we were just having so much fun and we just didn't want it to stop.
What were you drinking?
We stayed until 4 p.m.
Oh.
It was gorgeous. We might as well have been on like the French Riviera or like in Palm Springs. It was just like so beautiful. The weather was perfect. I was drinking champagne into like whatever white wine. I don't know. I was just like, sure. Like, I mean, what are you going to, what red? What if I said red?
Nicole said that to me the other day. It was like 96 out. And I was forcing her to put something up with me. And I was like, she's like, can we have a cocktail, please? I was like, what do you want? She's like, I don't know, champagne, white, rosé, anything but red.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. What are you really drinking?
Okay,
so we started at noon. Around 3, Rachel had to go pick up a kid or something. And like, it wasn't like we were like pounding, but it was like slow.
It's a slow roll.
But it was like, we were having so much, I thought it was like so meaningful. We all had stuff, we all canceled. We were like, we want to hang out as long as we can. It was just one of those sort of like soul affirming, you know, when you're with good women, it's like, fills you up.
Yeah.
Right? And we were all like, this is the most important thing. So then one fell off at like 3, the other peeled away at like 3:45, and then Brady and I stayed probably till like 4:30 or something. The guys were probably like, I was like, excuse me, we kept ordering. So that was fine. I thought, I wasn't like sloshed. Clearly, or I wouldn't have driven. So then I drive home. Brady was like, come over. Like, she was like, come over. Dom had plans with another little boy. So then she was trying to say her and Julius would also glom onto that, go to this girl Rachel's house. Dom was supposed to have his first sleepover last night. It's kind of complicated. Just stop me because I'm not making sense. Dom was supposed to have his first sleepover at the girl Rachel's house.
Yes.
So I was like, I'll see you later. I'll drop Dom off around, I don't know, by 5 or something. So then Brady's like, well, Julius should spend the night with him too. We were like, great, which actually Dom's closer with him. So I was excited that that would be make me calmer. Julius doesn't want to do it. Then she calls me from home. She's home, so I know she's home. It was like, come over here and pick me and Julius up and we'll go with you. And I was like, well, Julius doesn't want to go. You know, I'm just going to stay the course, go to Rachel's and drop Dom. Then she like stops answering. So like by 5, she's no longer like talking to me. And then we go to Rachel's and I'm like, I'll just hang out for a little bit and make sure Dom's good. All was good. And then Rachel invited this other little boy over who was like a wild, really rough boy and was like, Dom, he pushed Dom. Like, I mean, it was trying to play with him, but he like pushed Dom. Dom fell. Dom was bleeding. Dom didn't want me to leave. I ended up staying there till 10 p.m. Slow rolling.
What was your drink of choice at the home? Red. So, did you dabble in the red?
First it was rosé. I mean, okay. Then it was red. And then it was back to white because they ran out of red.
What's so funny?
It was intense. Dom didn't sleep over, by the way.
Wait, what's so funny is I had Lola's graduation yesterday, and of course I'm like, panic when hosting.
House.
Yeah, I panic when hosting. I'm like, do I have enough wine? Do I have enough wine? It was like 40 adults. I bought 12 bottles of wine.
Okay.
I was like, eh. But I did a pre-batch Aperol Spritz.
Ooh.
Is that
good?
It was delicious. Pre-batch? Nicole made it for me.
Okay.
It was delicious.
Was it?
She doesn't.
I would really kill for one right now.
Oh my God. It was so good because she just had the perfect measurements. It was like 4 bottles of Prosecco, Aperol, and then 1 Topo Chico. Mm-hmm. And then she sliced up an orange.
What'd you put it in?
A big glass canister. And then she did the big, big ice cubes.
Yeah.
Right when people got there.
Okay.
And it was
that was
like,
what I was worried about. Okay.
So by the time people start drinking it, it's like going. But it's so nice because no one wants to make an Aperol Spritz. But when you see it in a canister and you're like, what?
Or when someone makes you one at a bar, it's like divine.
But anyway, I had 2 big jugs. I did Aperol Spritz and the other jug I did. I took cucumbers and lemons, sliced them and froze them and did a big like spa water.
Mm, you love a spa water.
It's so delicious.
Yeah.
But anyway, I felt like no one drank.
Oh, I always overestimate that too.
And then
I feel like it's one or the other. Everyone's drinking.
No one drank Aperol
or like
Spritz.
Nobody's drinking.
That's
oh God,
all
what'd you
I
do with
drink.
All of those?
I had to pour it out.
I should have made you bring them. We want my dad's texting me. He's probably like, I know you were drinking for 10 hours.
I smell it.
Yes, definitely. Okay.
But I can't drink that much wine. I can't slow roll that much wine.
I don't know that it was a good idea.
Well, it's never a good idea.
I was just having so much fun. You know when you're having so much fun?
But at some point I go, oof.
You're going to pay for it.
What's funny, I was talking to this girl on Ted's baseball league, one of the moms, and she's like sober. She's recovered.
Yeah.
I don't really know her story, but I know she doesn't drink. And one of the other moms was drinking, and it was really early. It was like an 8:30 game.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just can't do it. She's like, why? I was like, because I go, it's just not. I was like, listen, I drink a lot, but like at some point I stop because I go, I know what I'm going to feel like tomorrow.
I know.
And she's like, well, then you don't have a drinking problem. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. She's like, if you tell yourself.
You're good about that. But that means still some nights you wake up, you don't feel.
Totally.
Yeah. But you are rather good at that. I don't know. It was just like, I wasn't.
I just don't like the feeling of the slow roll. I like to stop for like 2 to 3 hours and then pick it back up and be like, yeah.
I just have, I do have a really high tolerance. Like I don't remember ever vomiting.
You've always had such a high tolerance.
It's crazy. Like I don't know that I should be proud of that. But for me, like I'm just like kind of like lightly buzzed like the whole day. But then, the next day you're like, wah, wah. Even though I wasn't like, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we came home at 10:30. I made Dom like a full meal because like he hadn't eaten. He was like running around. It was like, you know, it was fine, but it was aggressive.
It was aggressive.
It was aggressive.
Well, we had cotton candy yesterday at this fucking party. And Lola, that's all she did was eat cotton candy.
Did you have somebody come in and do it? Or you have the machine?
No, I have the machine. But I had someone just man the machine and the snow cone machine.
Oh, and she was like looped.
So she walks into the guest room at 3 a.m. And she's like, mommy.
Oh, God.
And I was like, what?
Sick.
And she's like, and I was like, oh, my God. And she goes into the bathroom. And I turn on the light and she's like, bleh.
No.
Bleh.
Better, honestly, better like, that than her like actually ingesting
And then
all
I was
it.
Just like, oh, my head automatically goes. I'm like, here we go. Here we fucking go. Stomach flu round 7.
No.
And then
it's fully the sugar.
You think?
Oh, my God. Why? You don't know. You're not convinced?
Well, you know, the next day we were like, what's that feeling?
Oh, no. Now you're there?
I'm fine. Because I always test myself. I'm like, I have a glass of wine? And if I have a stomach flu, I'm always like, I don't have a glass of wine.
Oh, but no. It's fully the sugar.
It's the sugar,
too
right?
much sugar.
Wait, I want to watch this video. I'm dying to see it.
Oh, okay.
So what is this?
I don't know. I just saw it today on Instagram. And I thought it was so funny. So it's Gen Z working at 911. Oh, wait. We can't hear it, though.
Thank you for calling 911. What can I help you with? Sorry, you need to, like, slow down. I can barely understand you. You're going, like, a mile a minute. Your girlfriend shot you? Well, what'd you do? What'd you do? No, I'm sure she had good reason. She there? Give her the phone. Oh, my God. Slay mama hunty. Yes, period. Queen. I'm getting girl boss energy, and I'm living for it. Where'd you shoot him? I am gagged. Oh, my God. Good for you. Stick to the patriarchy, right? What's your sign? Leo, I'm putting that down. Yeah, massage. Match made in heaven, right? Are police on their way? No, babe. We're not giving undeserving men any attention in 2021. And that includes medical. That includes medical, for real. Is he dead yet? I have a lunch break in like 2 minutes. Oh, thank God. Yeah, no, I could probably Caesar wrap. I'm on like a health kick. You know what I mean? Okay, well, babe, I have to go. But if you ever want to talk, like, you know where to find me. No, I'm obsessed with you. Like, I love you. Like, I love you.
Please. Oh, my God.
That's pretty easy. Okay, bye. Bye.
That is hysterical. Oh.
I'm like a health kick.
Order a Caesar wrap. No, the Stop police it. Are not on the way.
Stop it.
That How is, good is so that? Good.
Not made in heaven. He's like, she shot you. Okay, put her on. Put her on.
Speaking of shooting,
what?
Not that he was shot. Karen Reed verdict.
Oh, I was going to bring this up with you.
Oh, my.
You're way more invested in this than me, but I heard yesterday that Karen Reed was found not guilty after Gosh. All, after 3 years of,
after one trial, mistrial, and then, one mistrial.
Was she in prison in between?
No.
Okay. That's nice. Did you see the pictures of her with the lawyer and like his hand on her boob?
What? No.
Her lawyer? I think they're
the
like.
The lawyer's hot.
Oh, I think they're hooking up.
He's married.
Was he the lawyer from the first trial too?
Yes. He's so hot and he grew a beard in between the two
There's
trials.
A picture of. My friend had it yesterday. I can have her text it over. Of like them out and him like grabbing her boob.
I mean, they're both pretty hot, the two of them.
Wait, can you put, can you put, say, grabbing boob?
Grabbing boob? Okay, so.
Lawyer. Yeah. Grabbing
I don't
boob,
know
lawyer.
If you've watched it already, but the Netflix doc, I think it's 3 episodes.
Look. Click on
what?
That.
Well, I mean, it's not like. Oh, okay. So when he puts, I mean.
Do you want Sister Christian to grab you like that?
Sister Christian? Wait a minute.
What? Okay. He's not hot, by the way.
No.
What?
First of all,
he's fighting for her life, which is hot. Secondly.
Yeah, that is hot.
He's whip smart. Uh-huh. Thirdly,
yeah.
When they go into the war room, mm-hmm. he takes off his suit every time. Do Karen Reed lawyer war room t-shirt.
Wait,
wait for it.
This is a weird search.
It's porn t-shirt. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to buy you the team free Karen Reed.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. So anyway, in the doc, Sam, you need to watch the doc, but anyway, when he goes into the war room, with his team and with Karen, he takes off his collared shirt and takes off his jacket every time. And he's like veiny and ripped. He's like shredded. What the hell did you order?
I don't know.
Sam
needed,
just got,
a bite of
Sam
something.
Just got a Bloomingdale's bag size of Starbucks. I got you one. Thank you.
Okay, wait. So how do you feel about the verdict?
Totally. Yes,
100%. Give me your highlights. I don't know much.
You don't know much about this? So, Boston cop, they go out drinking all night.
I know.
Yeah, and essentially,
or
they found him in the snow. They get in a fight. Karen goes home. He's taken over his two nieces and nephews because his brother and his wife died. Or sister and her husband
they
died.
They were all like drunk driving that night. Like
Yes. And then he goes into a late night party and she was like, it doesn't look like anyone's there. Mm-hmm. Go make sure. He goes in, never comes out. And she's like, goes home and is cursing him and like, yada, yada, yeah.
What do you think happened?
I think the Boston cops killed him.
You do?
Yeah, 100%. It was odd.
Are they going to try the cops?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why would the cops kill him?
I don't know. For a reason we don't know. Probably
you don't
a cover
think
up.
That he just
Or he could have
drunk.
Just been, yeah, I don't think it was her.
Was he hit by a car?
I don't think so. But he had his cocktail glass in his hand. So that makes
That's
me think.
That's amazing.
No. He didn't have it in his hand, but he had like a glass next to him that was broken.
Oh, he was like,
he was frozen.
What a way to go.
So yeah, we got that news at the graduation and another dad was like, can you believe, like the both of us were so heavily invested. I can't believe it.
But after all of this trial and all of this questioning and obvious investigation, they don't have a sense of what really happened to him. Fine. Okay. She didn't do it, but they don't have a sense Like, but you think the cops did it. Do they think that? Oh, is that the consensus? So,
well, it's not their job to prove who did it, just that she didn't. That's the thing you got to remember. It's like, you just got to prove that she didn't. Or yes, by, beyond a reasonable doubt.
Well, no, but
here's fine, what's also weird is that, like, the couple, it would be the equivalent of you and Daron going out late night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a vendor he works with, mm-hmm. like, randomly, mm-hmm. this person happened to be in the yeah. FBI. Being like, hey, it's
come
like 1:45. Be like, come over. And you guys have never hung out with this couple. And you're like, okay. Like, first of all, you'd be like, what? So they were like,
did
never
they
been to this
bar?
House. Met through, yes. Like a big group of people met up at a bar and then they met them at the bar.
So it wasn't.
So it was like under the assumption a ton of people were going to his house for late night. And then they showed up and no one was there.
A ton of people are already at 1:45.
And then the wife of that guy mm-hmm. Googled, how long does it take for someone to die in snow? At like 3 a.m.
Why is she not on trial? What was her excuse for that?
That she had talked to Karen and Karen was worried, like, and Karen's like, wait, what? Yeah.
That's, maybe I will
that
watch
was
it.
What
I mean,
the
you're
linchpin
not the only
was
one of my friends
because,
that is obsessed.
Oh, you'll be obsessed with her. She's like this, like gritty Boston chick. She's like, I'm not
I
even
started.
Wearing. Yeah, she's
I,
like, I'm not
I
even
watched,
wearing underwear.
I watched episode one.
And she's kind of hot.
I know, you think she's cute.
She's cute. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the whole time you watch the documentary, that's funny, this picture surfaces, you're like, she is totally, I was like, there's no way that attorney isn't attracted to her.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I bet you she's prettier in person too.
Totally. And she's like our age, but she looks like
I know.
She's tied one on.
It's fascinating. And I'm glad that it's the trial's over because the pending verdict was.
Well, what the real gut wrencher was I think the first trial, mm-hmm. the jury had acquitted her on like 2 charges, mm-hmm. but couldn't decide on the third. And it's like, I guess during a trial, you can acquit them on 2 out of 3. And they never did that. They just did a mistrial.
Mm, is that better or worse for her?
Oh, wait. Oh, here we go. The jury could not reach unanimous verdict on all charges, resulting in a mistrial due to a hung jury. No, but I think they had agreed on like 1 or 2.
You truly feel, oh. in your head, you don't think she did it?
Not at all. Not at all. Not even in the slightest. Because what? She was so like, she was so freaked out in the moment. She's like, oh my God, did I hit him? Like, she was so brutally
honest
about it.
Was there a moment where... would there be a reason for those other people to have done something to him?
If they're covering up something that no one knows about, you know what I mean?
Like what?
Like something in the police department that not even she would know or we would know. Like that only he knew.
And that was, you think, their agenda the whole time?
I believe so.
Or it was an accident.
Or something accidental happened. And I just thought it was really weird. It's like one of the wives comes on and she's like missing a bottom tooth that drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and they're like, is it true you Googled? And she's like, I don't believe so. And you're like, yeah, you did, bitch.
What?
I was like, how long does it take for someone to buy in the snow? Because she was wasted.
Yeah.
It was like, that was weird.
So someone knew he was out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And she definitely did. How come they weren't going after her?
And then
they have no evidence?
Yeah. Well, it's a cover-up, I feel like. It's a huge cover-up.
If I had to guess, knowing as little as I do, I would think it was an accident that one of the other people were at fault and they just didn't want to be involved.
Yeah, totally. And
you
then
know,
the police probably all knew that. And they're like,
yeah.
All right, let's pin her because no one really likes her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's fascinating.
That seems more likely than if there was this crazy undercover operation. They're all drunk. That they're like,
no.
We're going to get wasted and then kill him
yeah.
because he... We need to
I
keep
bet
him
it was
quiet.
Something else.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's better ways to frame someone.
What is so funny about watching her documentary is that she's so raw and unfiltered where they're like, did you kill John Smith or whatever? And she was like, no. She's like, and I know the camera is staring at me and I should be more empathetic, but I'm on like year 6 of this bullshit.
Yeah. Is it?
She's
I thought it was 3 years ago.
But it was like, she was like, you're telling me I'm not like sad enough. Like I'm on 3 years of fighting for my life for something I didn't do.
Yeah.
And it's just so raw. You're like, she didn't do it.
She probably didn't do it. Again, they were all so wasted. It was probably
so wasted.
She probably was going through it. Like, what did I do? What did I didn't? What did I not do?
Talk about tying one on. I'm like, these people are doing shots.
You told me.
Like,
That's like, that's vomit worthy. That would be like
vomit worthy. Yeah.
Wow. Anyway. Okay. Well, that's cool. I know you were waiting for that.
I was waiting.
Is it possible to have a second mistrial, or do they have to come to a verdict?
I don't know.
Google, is it possible to have two mistrials for the same case?
What? Remember, did you ever watch that movie Double Jeopardy?
Who was in that? Travolta?
No, it was Ashley Watts, maybe?
Yes, it is possible to have multiple mistrials in the same case. There is no legal limit to the number of times a trial can end in a mistrial. However, the practical implications of multiple mistrials, such as time expense and the potential for double jeopardy concerns, often lead to a limit in the number of retrials. Wait, what's double jeopardy?
Double jeopardy is like, you can't be charged for the same thing twice, I think.
Double jeopardy is the the prosecution of a person twice for the same offense.
You can't be charged twice.
Oh, well.
So in Double Jeopardy, the movie, they charged her with murder, but the guy wasn't really dead. And she gets out of prison and she realizes he's alive. Yeah. And she's like, now I can kill him. They can't charge me again. I already served my time for killing him.
Oh, what other event would that? Oh, Ashley Judd.
Yeah.
What Ashley other Judd. Event would that be, though, where you would get tried twice for the same thing?
Well, I think you can't try someone if you're found innocent. You can't try them again.
Oh, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha, I think gotcha. It probably refers to that.
Interesting. Yeah. The legal system is tricky. I don't totally know how that would go, but interesting. Okay. So she's free. Should like hang out with her. You should DM her.
We have a lot in common. I bet. Seriously. What else is happening? What did you get in there? Why is there so many bags?
Oh, so I want to get... Okay, so I don't know if you've seen this thing on Instagram, online, YouTube, whatever. This guy claims that a large, a medium, and a small Starbucks coffee, although the cups look different, is the same amount of volume in liquid. So I ordered a small, medium, and large Starbucks coffee, and I want to see if it's true.
Okay, let's see.
But we got to get a container to...
I kind of don't believe this because I can never finish a venti.
Let's see.
It's shitload.
Thinking of drinking this much coffee makes me sick.
Okay, so Cotty and I are doing a little science project. We saw this guy on Instagram who claims that this will fit into this, okay?
And I'm saying...
Let's see.
It's just the ice ones.
Let's see. No, it happened with a... It can't be true.
What?
I mean, there's only the tiniest bit left, okay? So now...
So what?
Can you give me this one? Can you get that cup off? Okay. So then this... Let's do the reverse. This is the medium into the large cup.
What?
Okay, empty.
What in the
actual... It's a little short. It's a little short, but it's close. Okay, now let's do the large into the small.
Yeah, okay. No, because this was the medium.
This is the medium into the small.
That's not gonna fit.
It's very little though. Okay, so the guy was, I think if you, this were, this.
Like, who needs that?
That's what I'm saying. So we're talking like, okay, that's how much more is left. Like, that's not really warranting another, $2.
No.
But the guy was kind of wrong, right?
Well, I mean, I wonder if you can request a penthouse pour at Starbucks.
A penthouse pour?
Yeah.
Look, if you got... Okay, that's a small into a medium. If you got this as a medium, would you be happy? Would you question that?
No.
No.
That's wild.
And if you got this... As a large, you'd be like, F you. All right, so we kind of debunked it. I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say that it's not true, but I would say it's shocking.
It's shocking.
A bit shocking.
It's shocking.
But it's not exact. If we're doing penthouse pours, then it's not fitting. If you're doing a little a little shitty. All right,
our next thing we're going to do edge is what? We're going to see how much coffee Sister Christian can drink.
In one sitting?
Before.
Before what? Unraveling? Are you going to have some? Yeah? Okay, some. Good. Okay, cool. All right, I think that concludes our
portion of the show. I didn't think that would work.
Yeah, it kind of worked.
It did.
Okay. I'm going to have this one.
I can't drink any more coffee.
No, panic attack.
Oh, really?
Oh, there you go. That's what I need. So, okay, 8 ounces versus 12 versus, that's, there's no way. You guys, there's no way.
I don't think so either.
That was not, we did the tall and the grande. There was not 4 ounces left.
No.
And the 24, there's no way that one was 24.
No.
Oh, we should have done what you were saying too.
What?
Poured them all into, we still could, I guess, because we have the cups.
Poured them all into yes.
Into measure. We should do
that's
that
what
later.
I was thinking.
We should do that later. Okay, that was fun. I really like that. It's fascinating. How can they get away with that?
That I don't know. Wait, I've purchased so much random shit on Amazon this week. So much.
Bring it on, baby.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One. It is so cute.
Wait.
It is the cutest little skirt I've ever worn.
What? That's very like Lily Pulitzer.
Lily Pulitzer? No, it's not. It's like acid in the rainforest.
Acid in the rainforest.
This is not Lily Pulitzer. I wore this yesterday.
Can you Google Lily Pulitzer floral?
This is...
Just give it...
As a Florida child...
Just stop.
This is...
Fine.
You know what this is?
Is it...
This is Show Me Your Moomoo.
Oh.
Have you heard that?
But let's see what this is. What's the other brand? What's the Nantucket brand? Come on. That looks like that.
No, it doesn't.
Hold it up.
This is
hold
not
it up
Lily
for the camera
Pulitzer.
To see. Hold it up.
Okay.
There. It looks exact.
Absolutely not. It's so different. But. Do you know what? Why do I have my Skims in here?
I don't know. Show me. Okay. I like it. Skims, I'm into it.
Skims. First of all, this is the Skims you need. Do you have this one?
No.
This is the
bomb. I'm loving my hips, though.
This is the bomb Skims. This is the best because it's like putting on a bathing suit under anything.
The boobs freak me out. Okay.
Why?
I don't know.
No. You just, the only catch with this Skims is you have to sew the crotch shut.
Why?
Because no one wants a snap crotch.
Okay. Where are you wearing it?
I wore it yesterday.
Under what?
Under a crocheted like top.
Yeah.
It looked like I was nude underneath.
I don't want to wear, I don't like bodysuits.
Why? They're so comfortable.
I feel like, I feel like the opposite. I feel like I'm like in a jail.
I feel that way with like Spanx, like the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get panic attacks, mm-hmm. but not that. It's so like second skin. Skims feels different on your body.
Ooh, is this a Skims ad?
I know, it feels like it.
Oh,
but
God.
It feels different.
It just hits different.
It does. I got a great women's multivitamin that is slapping right now.
Slapping?
I feel so normal for the first time.
Seinfeld?
Yeah, I mean, seriously?
Slapping. Christian knows what I'm saying. He's
it's
a
true.
Musician. Okay, good.
It's called Perel, I think.
And where did you get sold on this?
Oh, Tia.
Oh. Is it prescription?
Huh. No, I bought it on Amazon.
Oh.
On Amazon. I tell you. I got that and I got a magnesium that she was like, I live by this magnesium. And I've been taking it for like 2 weeks.
Do you only take it at night?
Yeah.
Does it make you sleepy?
Yeah. I sleep differently on it.
Ugh. I need to start doing that.
Oh, I'll show you the best one to get.
I need to
I've
start
tested
taking,
like all different ones.
I am not sleeping
ones.
Good. I mean.
Oh my gosh. Order this today because I will tell you. Oh, here it is. It shows up on my feed right away. It's this
powder,
one.
It's like a powder or
no,
is it pills?
I've had powder. It's pills.
Yeah, because powder, I always, I'm like, I have to down that in water now.
No. It's called Pink Stork. Pink Stork.
Okay.
Magnesium glycinate, L-theanine, and lemon balm.
Send me the link, please, ma'am.
Deep, restful sleep, deep relaxation, wake up, rejuvenated.
Cody and I are starting an Amazon storefront in case anybody
this
who wants
like,
to buy the products that we are recommending. Even though Cotty falls in love quickly and falls out of love just as fast.
I buy the most random stuff on Amazon.
Well, it's good.
I buy
and
random.
I love this crocheted little number you're wearing.
Oh, this is Target.
From
this
Target.
Is the best.
I'm going to need that as well.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to send you the link for this.
Great.
This is the best magnesium I've tried.
Are there any bad side effects of magnesium? You know, like with melatonin, they're like, you probably shouldn't take melatonin long term because no, it's not. Let's see what it says.
I love that I act like I'm a doctor.
Well, you basically are. Heart arrhythmia?
What? It says that?
Nausea, diarrhea, flushing, cardiac arrest?
What the fuck? Hold on. Why?
Wait, what's glycinate? Are we talking?
Wait a minute.
Is magnesium glycinate the same? I guess. Okay, let's see.
I'd rather ask your dad than Google this.
He's not going to know.
What?
He's a half glass full type of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
God, this is such a bummer. Cardiac arrest.
Vomiting. Okay, I'm done. Diarrhea, lethargy.
No, this is all. No, everyone's telling you to take it.
Uses. Bowel prep.
What?
Constipation. Yeah, I mean, because it makes you go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Effective for seizures.
Oh, God.
Lord have mercy.
Like, why?
Wait, low levels of magnesium in the blood. Taking magnesium supplements can treat and prevent magnesium deficiency. Magnesium deficiency can occur when people have liver disorders, heart failure, vomiting, diarrhea, kidney dysfunction. So I think I think the AI's, I'm going to go with the AI is giving us kind of, we're feeding it. We're asking the wrong question. Sister Christian, how dare you pull that up?
Do you know what I did see today though from what? A well-known doctor online?
Yeah.
That people Doc who, Amen? Maybe it is, hold on. It was him, I think. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait. So he did a post that said, what's it say? Central mineral. Magnesium is an essential mineral that plays a role in various bodily functions, including muscle relaxation, nerve function. Studies have shown that magnesium supplements may improve sleep quality in individuals with insomnia or other sleep disorders. I mean, maybe. I do make sure I'm not taking too much.
I was just going to say, maybe it's people that are taking too much.
I think people.
Yeah. 420. Okay.
Doc Amen.
Was doubling your risk of a heart attack. New research just rocked the health world.
What?
And if you're someone who loves using marijuana, you need to hear this. A massive review of over 200 million people.
That's awesome.
Found that regular marijuana users are twice as likely to die from heart disease.
Interesting,
let
right?
That sink in for a minute.
Luckily, we don't smoke weed anymore.
The edibles lie too. That you've been told for edibles. Years
that marijuana
is innocuous.
Yeah.
Also, the study found regular users have a 29% higher risk of heart attacks and a 20% higher risk of having a stroke.
I wonder why.
And this includes smoking and edibles.
Like the edibles? How?
Scientists are now warning that daily marijuana use.
THC?
A habit picked up by.
I mean, can you believe that?
I mean, honestly, what won't give you a heart attack if you just do it like all the time?
I mean, like
if you ate bacon every day, like.
Well,
I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying. It's like.
That's
listen, I don't care about marijuana anymore, so I'm not like terrified by that statistic, but. It's not shocking. I mean, it is sort of a buzz-inducing,
I guess, but edibles?
Substance.
Edibles?
Yeah, the edibles is
that throws me. I go, smoking anything, yeah. You're increasing your
uh-huh.
risk.
Uh-huh.
But edibles?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I would say Google it, but I don't really want to know.
Nope.
Yeah. It's too much.
I love that you're like, if you eat bacon every day, I'm like, well, you're eating an animal that doesn't have sweat glands. So, yes.
Do you not eat pork?
No, I do.
Oh,
but
okay.
I can't think about it.
I just mean that it's the same thing. If you drink Diet Coke, like, you know, 4 Diet Cokes a day, every day. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Like anything, like everything includes
Celsius.
Everything increases your risk of everything. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. Like, I just can't. Even talking to me is probably going to increase some risk for you in some way.
Tick, 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 tick,
oh my God. So yesterday I was at lunch with these girls. And I texted Dom before I left. well, actually, I think midway, he probably was waiting for his food for a long time. What do you want? You know, what do you want me to get for you? He's like, I'll have the little gem. And so then I thinking to myself, I don't think they have a little gem, but I'll look at the menu. And then I asked the waiter specifically, like, do you guys have a little gem? And he was like, no. So I texted the nanny back and was like, can you ask him what else he wants? They don't have a little gem. And then she writes back, then he'll take the regular gem.
Oh my God.
He'll have the regular gem. I was dying. I'm like, no, they don't have any kind of gem lettuce.
There's no gem lettuce. Yeah,
it was so cute.
Oh my God,
though.
He's adorable.
Logical. I'll take the regular.
Ted, don't you remember?
Well, fine, I'll take the regular gem.
That was like Ted at dinner. Do you remember that?
Which was
it? He's like,
the crab?
He's like, yeah, I'll just have crab legs or something like that. I was
yeah.
like, stop. I was like, we were with people I didn't know. I was like, they don't have crab legs. He's like, baked crab hand roll then. And I was like, please stop. He's like, fine, caviar. I was like, stop talking. You'll have mac and cheese. He's like, I'm not eating that crap. I was like, please stop. I'll take a lobster tail. I was like, no, he won't.
Escargot if I must.
I'm fine. Just throw in baked crab hand rolls then. I was like, please stop talking.
And then the other quotable Dom this week was, so last night on our marathon hang, Dom and I were at his friend's house. I was hanging with some adults and they're just like, let's play hide and seek. And the guy goes to Dom, one of the dads was like, how good at hide and seek are you? And Dom goes, call the cops good.
Oh my God. He really is.
And I was like, I was like, we call it hide and freak. Cause he used to hide. I don't know. We might have talked about this.
We
talked about that when Cotty's parents were watching him and him hiding so good, it terrified them. But he also had done it with me once before that. At my house when my dad was visiting too.
Awful.
And
it's
we were
so
screaming
awful.
And crying and he was just like under like a nightstand. Like, but anyway, he was like, call the cops good. I was like, this is too good. It's too good.
He cracks. We're going to Disneyland.
Oh yeah, we're going
to
Disneyland.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I'm so excited. Oh, and you know what?
We're not staying for fireworks.
That's fine.
Okay, we'll never make it.
So we're going and then we can bring up to 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dom wanted to invite one other friend. And
perfect.
He picked his really good friend, Parker. And I remembered that the mom works for Disney.
Oh, really?
I was going to buy them a ticket, of course. If I invite a kid,
did she sign up?
I said, do you happen to have a pass for him? Because I know you work at Disney, I'm happy to buy him a ticket. If not, she was like, of course I do. So I don't have to buy. I mean, you're hooking me up with a few. If I invite a kid, of course. But I was like, I might as well ask her, right? Because
you might as well.
So I'm excited. So yeah, we're bringing. He has Parker and then Zoe, Ted. It's gonna be so fun.
It's gonna be so fun.
So fun. I'm excited. Dom's 8th birthday extravaganza.
Oh my God.
Disneyland.
And Ted will be fine. Like Dom. Oh. Has like, even if Dom hangs out with his little friend, Ted'll fucking
totally.
Glom on to Luca.
Great. And the only thing Dom does not want to do is the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which I stand by because
Ted loves it.
I just remember I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a chill ride. My stomach was like here.
Okay. There is one ride that we're going to go on. It is so painful.
Wait, no. Wait, hold on. Is it California Adventure?
No.
What
it's
ride?
One that it's like Lisa warned me last time we went. She's like, ooh, this one hurts. I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't want to do anything that hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt. But like, you're like, okay, my body's getting too old for like amusement park rides. Like, it's just like ding, ding,
what
ding,
is
ding,
it?
Ding. The Matterhorn, maybe?
Matterhorn?
No.
I like the Matterhorn.
I forgot what it is.
I don't want to do anything that's going to jangle us. So can you please spare us from that misery?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thank you. And I'm also excited because I have only done California Adventure once.
My God.
Maybe.
California Adventure is
maybe
the
9
best.
Years ago.
Oh, it's the best.
But Luca won't do crazy roller coasters, and I don't know that I want to either.
Wait.
Parker definitely
Do you
won't.
Know the best ride? Right there. Cars, the Cars roller coaster.
Oh, Matterhorn bobsleds? Maybe?
The bobs. I think that's it.
I've done the Buzz Lightyear. I don't like that one.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I mean, listen, I could be a tour guide here.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ew, really?
Love it.
Really? That's my least. We always skip that one.
Oh my God.
It's so swampy.
Oh, I love it.
You know what's so scary about that? It's like you see like a newborn on someone's lap and you're like, how? It's like there's no age limit to this one.
That is scary, actually. Yeah, so I'm
like,
so
we're not going on the a small world, are we? Okay, good.
Unless
we're gonna do
Dom's in charge.
Dom's in charge.
Yeah, yeah.
Dom's in charge.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I have no agenda other than celebrating him and rocking it out.
Mm, what does he want?
I don't know. He's still really into Legos, but I just can't. I've already I can't do anymore. I can't do any more Legos. What do you think is a good gift? What's like, what colossal size gift can you think of?
I have one.
Oh God. Can you tell me? Will you tell me? Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Why?
I want to know.
Don't you want to be surprised? I already have it in mind.
Tell me.
I'll show you.
Okay. You know what I'll else I you. Think would be fun?
I'll show you.
It's like a skee ball machine. I love skee ball.
Who doesn't? But you don't want to own that, dude.
My aunt has one. And I kind of want it.
This is what I was going to get him. Are you ready for show this? Me. It is called, in case you're wondering, Whale Water Park. There he blows.
Whale Tail Water Park?
It is.
Wait,
what is this?
Whale Tail?
So we're going to build this in your. No, wait a minute. It's this. It is so much fun. The kids love it. It's like much bigger than. Wait, there you go.
Where in the actual F do you think I'm putting that?
Anywhere in your family room. It can be a dry slide. It is
dry slide.
So much fun, Sam.
Wait, did I tell you? Did I show you that Titanic slide that they got for the graduation party?
Yeah, that
and
is.
And I told
like,
you what happened?
What?
Oh, so Dom, I don't know why we're morons as adults, right? That didn't think they were going from the pool into this slide. And it's supposed to be a dry slide.
They were going from.
It's not a water slide. Oh. So Dom was like wet and went down it and like flew off of it onto the concrete and hit his head. But he's, I mean, this was 2 weeks ago, but it was just, I think it just had bad vibes because it's so bad taste. But funny, but also not.
Is it rentable?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yo. Look at that kid flying down.
Whoa, that one's bigger than the one we had.
No, that's whoa. Like a newborn.
No, that is massive.
Dual lane dry light.
This one was different. I think I posted. I had pictures.
I mean.
Do you know how much a skee ball machine is, by the way? Just take a guess.
2,800? What?
Whoa, I love it. You're so, that was like very Price is Right. Well, like the high end one are like 7,500.
Okay.
Like a car.
Oh, wait, look. 33 feet. Jesus.
That one's insane.
That's crazy.
Want to see the one that we had? It was funny. And then I didn't think of the fact that these kids are going to be like slipping and sliding down it. Toys are so boring. This is the water slide. Look.
Forget it.
But not water slide, dry slide. Look. So that's what was happening. So you see him, he's pretty dry, that kid. But you see him come down it. And so this is what happened with Dom. Dom went boom, but over.
Oh God.
Yeah. And then onto concrete. Like what kind of morons are we?
No.
And I saw it and I was like, ah, that's so funny. And I wasn't thinking about the concrete or anything.
No.
Yeah. Oh my God. So my eyebrows are still like a little yellow orangey and I've sort of forgotten about it, but Luca, every time I'm not wearing any makeup.
Oh, it looks a lot better now.
He'll be like, why are your eyebrows orange? I'm like, can you stop? And he's like, not kidding. He's like serious. So I've talked to Dr. Semolaitis, Nancy, about it. She doesn't have the laser that they use for these types of things, but it's crazy because most of these derms and laser places won't touch your face.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because it's like makeup tattoo or if it's because it's on your face. But Nancy said she thinks it's because the permanent makeup ink is different than the tattoo ink and they don't always know how it's going to react to the laser. So they don't want to like deal. They don't know what it's going to do. Mm-hmm. But she found this girl for me, MD Derm in Newport Beach, who has like knows how to use the laser that I used that I did the first time, but in a different way to get rid of the different colors. So I tried to find someone up here. Nobody like seems to do that. And so I made an appointment with this woman in Newport Beach like for 2 weeks from now.
Do you know what's funny?
Well, I'm kind of scared. So will you go with me?
I'm sure if it's a Friday.
Will you?
Yeah.
I'll like buy you something.
You buy me eyebrows?
Yeah. Well, that's a different place, but yeah. You want eyebrows?
No.
Yeah.
No, but I was talking to Betsy. She's like, everyone's telling her hers are blue.
She told me, she had texted me originally. Well, you had told me to tell her what I had done. Then she texted me 2 weeks ago and I told her, gave her a lead for someone here. And then I ended up calling.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't do that.
Really?
What's going on with her? Her color's changing. My color didn't change.
So hers, it's so funny. I was like, I don't know if I was looking through our text messages, but I pulled up before you had gotten it done. Yeah. And it looks like, it never looked weird to me at all.
Yeah,
but
sorry, Luke is calling me.
I was like, oh my God.
Show me.
You looked wild.
Me?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Do you have money? Okay. Love you, bye.
I got to pull this up for you. Betsy Samantha right here. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just not used to seeing
me?
You. Yeah, with your eyebrows. Oh my God.
Let me see.
Look what just came up though.
Oh, send that to me now. That's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Does that make you want one more?
No. You should have one though.
I don't think I can.
No, I think you can.
And I have to get on statins and I don't think you can be on statins when you're pregnant.
Well, Samantha.
What?
Wait a minute. How do I just... Oh, this is so annoying.
Yeah, show me.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. No. Where did? Oh, here.
What are you looking for?
This picture of you with your eyebrows. It was right before you had them removed.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my gosh.
You hated them?
No, but looking back,
you
I like never noticed them.
You like this better?
Yes.
Do you? I miss them a little bit.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Okay, find that photo. In the
meantime,
finding
that photo.
Have you, I think I mentioned it to you. Have you heard of Return Queen?
No.
So, will you Google Return Queen? I didn't talk about this last time, did I? Oh, that was that right before?
Yeah. It's right before you got them taken off.
No.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
Well, I was
I think
that was literally, look, this was right before
because
you sent me this in the car.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, listen, it was
I never noticed them
the
until
brow,
they were off.
Darker brow was something I was like trying to do. Why do my eyes look uneven? The Botox or
they
something?
Don't.
Huh?
They don't.
Not
everyone can look like me.
What was I going to say? Oh, but without makeup, which is that picture, it's odd. Like once I had, if I had makeup on, it looks kind of normal. But when you have these like red carpet ready brows, like it's severe.
Yeah.
Okay. So quick PSA, and then we can not worry about anything for the rest of the day. Return Queen. I saw a few of these trucks around town and I thought this was genius. They basically home pickups, returns picked up from your doorstep. No packing or printing, no post office trips, no more missed refunds. So what they do, I think you give them your order number and like tell you, you know, you tell them, you know, all these companies have return portals. So they generate the label for you. They pack it up, they ship it back. And I mean, I guess.
How much do you pay them?
When they pick it up, they must just sort of sign off. Okay, I have this merchandise. I don't know. Schedule a pick. Oh, here we go.
Per pickup. Nope.
Okay, pay per pickup, $9.99 per pickup, up to 12 items included. $1 for each extra item. Next day scheduling, Monday through Friday. That's crazy.
That's
how are they making
good money?
Yeah. Anyway, I love this idea. And I've said this for years that someone should be doing this. I, in my head, hadn't worked out the logistics of how it would be profitable. But how annoying. Everybody, even if you're not a crazy online shopper like me, so much time and energy goes into returning stuff. Even if you're just buying stuff for the house or Amazon things or whatever, right? There's so much work that goes into returning. Mm-hmm. So I love this. I sort of want to try it. And just
I have so many returns.
I think it'd be worth trying just for research, just to see. Second PSA, and I told you this last week, Uber now, not only
Oh, yes.
Uber has an option. So recently in the last year, you can do a package. So yes. I can like send you stuff. Before it would just be like normal pickup and you're like, here, take this to Cotty. And they'd be like, okay. Now they totally do that. And they'll go, they used to knock it out of the car. Now they get out of the car. We'll go pick up stuff. We'll go drop stuff off. And more recently, I don't know how long it's been on there. There's an option where you can have them go to any post office, UPS, FedEx, whatever.
Boom.
But it has to be, you can either label it before or you can upload your QR. So when they go to the place, they scan the QR.
Boom. Boom.
So I had to send something. I was late sending my dad his Father's Day present. So I had it, it needed it to go at like 5 p.m. And I had someone, I couldn't go. I had someone pick it up. UPS is close to my house. It was $6.50 to send the Uber.
Done.
How great is that?
I use Uber all the time for like picking up cupcakes and weird stuff like that.
I love it.
And they'll get out and grab it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, sorry, I did do something a little bit shady the other day, but it fully worked out. I wanted something from Target, and for whatever reason, I couldn't do delivery. They wouldn't do it for delivery. They said, same day pickup, drive up pickup. So I sent the Uber to pick up a package from Target. Like, you know, where you pull up and they bring it out to you.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And so once he was there, I pressed the I'm there button on Target. They brought it out to him. And then he drove it to my house. I messaged him to be like, they're going to bring out something to you and you're going to bring
it
to me.
And that's cheaper than the delivery option on Target.
Yeah. I mean, he was kind of confused. Like, what do you, you know, where am I going? I go into the parking lot, pull into the pickup, whatever. Yeah. That was, are you proud of me?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was shifty.
Shifty. Worked out. All right.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Wish me luck.
Don't worry about it.